Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, of course, we start with the Panthers song, but my attention is diverted a little bit because Matt Mervis hit a first inning ding dong. Cash your tickets, Mervis Militia. First thing I did this morning, knew they had a 1 o'clock game. Checked the Hard Rock app, saw Mervis was playing, put money on Mervis to hit an anytime ding dong. And then I made a 3-leg parlay. Mervis to have at least one hit. Wagaman to have at least one hit. They both have hits in the first inning. And all I need is Sandy more than 2.5 strikeouts. And he's gotten, you know, rocked a few starts this season. He's gotten pulled early. It's 2-2 right now in the top of the fifth. Sandy has 2 Ks right now as we speak. I need one more strikeout to cash a 3-leg parlay. They're offering me $94 right now to sell it. It's a $50 parlay that'll pay $163.
Don't you dare.
They're offering me $94.
Don't
that
you dare.
That gets over $100. I don't know if he's going to go more than this fifth inning. He's at 61 pitches, 62 pitches.
He's through the fifth. He doesn't have three strikeouts. What the hell's going on with Sandy?
And his over-under is really 4.5. I brought it down to 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah. He's given up 2 ding-dongs. The Panthers last night. Crowder, by the way, is on his way to Green Bay. He's going there for the pivot for the NFL draft, and he should be able to join us today and tomorrow from Green Bay. So we've got boots on the ground at the NFL draft site. The Panthers, I'm telling you, who the hell was worried about this Panthers team? Not me. That was an ass-kicking in Tampa last night.
Expected.
I mean, just a complete ass-kicking. Who expected that?
Expected. I mean, the Cats, come on. Regular season is one thing. Postseason is another thing. This is what we all expected, a blowout in game
one. When you say we all, are you including yourself in that?
Yeah, because yeah.
You sounded scared.
Me?
What an ass kick. Speaking of betting, I live bet the Panthers. When Tampa tied it 1-1, I live bet the Panthers to win the game because they were even money. It was plus 100. Oh, no. That's, yeah, I think now the Reds just scored. Sandy's going to get pulled at some point. Early cash out is still $94. I take it. He's I want a nice 150 already on this game on Mervis.
Man, but he's only thrown 66 pitches, Hawk.
Right, but they've had a short leash on him this season.
Yeah. I'd let it ride.
I cashed the Mervis ticket. I feel so good, man. I sat down. I'm like, all right, I'll watch a little baseball before the
cash it right now. Cash it. Starts. Cash it right now. Do it. Cash it right now, this second. Take it.
Why?
You'll see.
Does he give up a ding-dong?
No, not a ding-dong, but just a base knock right down the middle, right up the plate.
Cash out failed. Please try again later. Yeah, they pulled it.
They're going to offer you
now
$3.
Now down to $72.
Damn.
I'm taking it. Funny, man. Mervis. I'm telling you, it's like he's a family member. Mm-hmm. It's like he's a family member. He hit that home run. I'm jumping around with Lori in the living room. Man, it felt good to be a Mervis fan. We've got Marlins tickets, by the way, to give away again today. 4-pack of tickets every day this week for Star Wars Day at Lone Depot Park. May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Marlins A's. Just keep listening for your chance to win. That Panthers game was so much fun. Heat tonight, backs against the wall, just the way Eric Spoelstra likes it, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're feeling a little nervous, nauseous, and scared about the Heat after game one, you don't need to be. Because you see, game two can be totally different. Just ask the Lakers. Don't ask the Grizzlies.
Well, to be fair, the Lakers have Luka Doncic and LeBron James, though.
True.
A little different than the Miami Heat, I would say. And look, I have the guts tonight, Hawk. Don't get me wrong. I've got the guts.
They have J.J. Redick, though. We've got Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Heat are 12-point dogs tonight. All right, so anyway, we have a loaded potato for you on this Wednesday. Zach Gelb will join us from the WFAN studios in New York City. And Will Manso will join us from the land, Cleveland. And George Richards will join us from Tampa. And we got boots in the ground wherever the action is. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to talk to Gelb about his beloved New York Knicks.
The Pistons are coming for their asses, man. I'm telling you right now. Coming for their asses.
All right, we got a lot to get through. This is a busy, busy, and you got the NFL draft tomorrow. I mean, things are happening, man. Things are happening. All right, let's get headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. And by the way, there is no Hockman and Crowder Mervis jinx, because he did have a single the next day. He had a double last night. He's got a ding-dong in two at-bats today. So there is no jinx. The Mervis militia lives on, baby.
The hell's going on with Sandy? I mean, geez, man.
Crowder just texted us. He's about 5 minutes away from his broadcast site in Green Bay.
Can't wait to see what that's going to look like. What, Hawk, where would you rather spend, like, a weekend or three
at Matt Mervis's house.
Okay. Green Bay or Cleveland?
I was going to ask Will Manso, like, has he had any food? Is Cleveland known for anything? I'm not kidding you. Like, I mean, they've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is Cleveland known for anything in the food arena? In, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are they known for?
Right, because when you think of Wisconsin, you think of cheese curds, at least, right? Like, Green Bay, you can go get some cheese curds somewhere. What do you get in Cleveland? I have no idea. I've never heard of anybody saying, yeah, that was why I went to Cleveland.
You, every city, because you know I do this with every city. Like, every city has something special. Kansas City has barbecue. Chicago has pizza or hot dogs. You know what I mean? What's Cleveland got that's special in the food arena? I'm not even lying. I'm not just taking shots at Cleveland because they're an easy punching bag. Like, what do they have?
So I'm looking it up here. Somebody writes, new
Cleveland
to Cleveland.
Cleveland Steamer?
I don't think that's a food item, Hawk.
Oh, I thought that was like a bao bun or something.
There's definitely buns involved. There's a whole Reddit thread in Cleveland. I'm new to Cleveland. What's a must-have food that you can only get around here? I'm looking for Texas barbecue, Maryland crab cakes, Philly cheesesteak, basically a food that you can only get here,
right,
with a regional spin. That's what somebody posted in the Cleveland Reddit thread. And there's really nothing. People talk about food festivals. They have great food festivals.
Eh, I need a signature city item.
A quesada cake? Have you ever heard of that? A quesada cake?
Not. No.
What's a Polish boy?
Well, it'd be a young Ivan Putski, if you were a 1980s wrestling fan.
You go to Progressive Field, you get yourself a glizzy. That's what somebody says. Go to Progressive Field, get yourself a glizzy.
Well, that's fine, but I can do that in any city. Right. Like, I can go to any city and get a hot dog at the baseball park.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Cleveland's got nothing. That's
I feel like it, right? I don't like. I'm not just doing that as a bit. Like I, because I was you know writing questions for Will, and I was like, huh. I always do this when someone's on the road. I don't know of a food item that Cleveland's known for.
None. They're known for nothing. But knowing Will, like he's kind of bougie. Low key, so he's probably just like, yeah, I get a coffee at Starbucks, and then.
Well, actually, after the game, strike him out. No, Ellie De La Cruz. After the game, he posted what he had for dinner.
I saw
it was in
that.
The hotel room.
Like a Reese's, yeah, he got it at peanut like butter the, cup.
Reese's peanut butter cup, like a honey bun. Like he just got whatever was available at the hotel gift shop.
Yeah, he got a bunch of snacks, is what he got for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah,
see,
which
that,
I love. I'm a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm a
yeah.
Fan.
I love sitting down. Lori will say, "Oh, what do you want me to cook for dinner tonight?" And I go, "I'm thrilled." Just they gonna pull Sandy?
Nah, just a little MM, Hawk. A little mountain visit. A little MV.
MM.
A little MV. A little mountain visit. No big deal.
But what was the MM?
I'm a fat ass man. If I'm out somewhere, I'm in another city, I get back late to my hotel room, like I'm finding some grub.
Yeah. No. If I'm traveling, if I'm traveling. But home, like tonight, Lori's going out of town,
mm-hmm.
I'll be on the couch. I'm going to eat some hummus, breadsticks, I'll have some edamame, maybe some cottage cheese, crackers. I'll graze all night.
Gonna graze.
Oh, there's Crowder in Green Bay.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Look at that beautiful setting behind you. Is that cheese?
They give out cheese curds at the airport.
Oh, do I love cheese. I'm
this
such
is
a
weird,
big fan
but
of
it's
cheese.
No refrigeration. It's just a little cup of cheese curds.
Yeah, good fresh cheese. Those aren't curds, though.
They said, cheese. Do you want cheese curds? They're just they're unfried curds.
Oh, unfried curds. Interesting.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, have
too.
A curd. Go ahead, eat a curd. Be good for your mucus.
Look gummy.
Well, it's cheese. You've had cheese before?
I like a little smoother cheese.
When you bit into the cheese, what were you expecting? A potato chip?
I wanted crunchy cheese.
Did you see Matt Mervis? First inning, ding dong. Cash your ticket, baby. Cash your ticket. Hey, we got a salute.
No, let's all salute. Let's go around and salute everybody. Everybody salute. Let's go.
Alcantara just get the K? Did you just strike him out? Look at that. Look at that. Sandy Alcantara. Let's go. I won two bets already today. We're playing with house money when it comes to the Heat tonight. I had Mervis anytime ding dong. And a parlay. Mervis at least one hit. Eric Wagaman at least one hit. And Sandy three strikeouts. Boom. Just cash that ticket. Let's go.
That's all right. I rolled Mervis yesterday. Nothing.
Let's salute. I live bet the Panthers yesterday when Tampa tied at 1-1. I live bet the Panthers at even money. So I cashed that ticket. But I had a three-leg parlay that I lost that had. Oh, you bet the under, didn't you?
Under, goodness gracious. Vasilevsky can't even see. Slamming it in on him over and over again.
All right, when your goalie's nicknamed Blind Vasilevsky, you wonder, is he in the right business?
They scored, 2 and 14 seconds?
Who was that guy out there in goal for Tampa?
I love it as a Panthers fan, but not for my betting.
Let us salute our general, Matt Mervis. He hit a first inning ding dong today against the Reds. Seventh ding dong on the season. Matt Mervis, Merv Papa. We love it when you call me Merv Papa. We salute you.
Are we still a
mush? I thought that was pretty good.
He can't be the mush anymore because he just hit a home run.
No, I said, before you signed on, I said, you know what? He had a base hit the day after we had him on. He had a double last night. Just hit his seventh ding-dong of the season. Like, yeah, there is absolutely no jinx coming from this show.
I like it.
Woo! What a day. What a day. All right, real quick look at the headlines, Solana. How is Green Bay, by the way? How is it, decked out for
it's terrible.
For the draft?
It's still, listen, you can't want to put lipstick on a donkey. You can do what you want to Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's still Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hmm. I've never been.
Well, no rush.
Let's say to Solana, because Will Mance was in Cleveland. Is Cleveland known for any kind of food item? Because when people are on the road, I'm always like, oh, Wisconsin, yeah. How's the cheese? Philly, did you get a cheesesteak? L.A., did you go to In-N-Out Burger? What does Cleveland have?
It's the nasty chili.
But that's Kansas City, or that's Cincinnati. I feel like that's Cincinnati more than the entire state of Ohio, yeah, right?
It is. Yeah. That's Cincy. That's Cincy for sure.
Nah, Cleveland's known for, like, dirt. I have a lot of dirt.
All right, I'll ask Will if he's had any.
His shoes are dusty, I guarantee that.
Because what do you do in Green Bay? Other than hey, the Packers are playing, and I'm up there to go to the frozen tundra. Like, what do you do?
I will have a better report for you tomorrow because, like, we came out here to, you know, bump elbows, but I don't know where the elbow bumping is going to happen in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So I'm interested to see how their nightlife is.
Is there a city?
And it's my.
Is it farms? Is there like a legit city?
Like little suburban neighborhoods. It's not like a skyscraper city, if that's what you're asking.
Like shanty towns?
Look up a picture of downtown Green Bay. There's no building over 10 stories. Like it's a little bitty Midwest town. Like it's no city. I'd say town more than city.
Do they have running water?
I asked the guy, Uber driver, "Hey man, you know where should we eat?" He said, "Angelina's for pasta and some chop house for steak." And I was like, "Anywhere else?" He's like, "Nope. Those are the only two restaurants I'd recommend in the whole city."
It's like my cousin Vinny. You know, the restaurant, the menu has breakfast, lunch, dinner.
And they really lean into this cheese thing, which is weird.
Yeah, Wisconsin loves cheese. We used to, we lived on the about 45 minutes south of the Wisconsin border up in the North Shore of Chicago where we grew up. The moment you cross the border, there is a 24-hour cheese company called Mars Cheese Factory. And it is like you drive to Wisconsin to get your cheese.
No, they're giving out cups of cheese when you get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the hotel. They have like a little restaurant in this, you know, I'm Marriott Bonvoy. Yeah. They have a little restaurant and it's cheese, 80 degrees cheese or something. Like there's the word cheese is everywhere and it's weird.
They lean into it, man. That's what they got. I love cheese, and I love cheese.
Cheese tortellini, cheese curds, cheese and chicken. They have cheese on everything. And the people look like it.
Oh, that's what I love, people who look like cheese.
They lean into their cheese too.
Oh,
you know what's cool cheese. Though? Can y'all see behind me? There's an indoor pool, and you have
you're overlooking. That's odd.
You walk
so
out
like
of
a courtyard style
sliding door, and you have a little balcony, but it's just on a pool deck with a fence, and then there's an indoor pool.
Oh, you have to do a segment from the pool. Can we set can we set your computer up on one of the beach chairs or whatever deck chairs?
I probably can. There's a little table out there.
Yeah, let's get you in the pool with some cheese. Don't eat all that cheese out of your cup. Let's get you in a pool with some cheese and make some brilliant content.
There's some little heavy set children out there. They might be loud.
Well, they might steal your cheese. I don't care if they're loud.
Cheese! Get him!
When you go to the pool, you cover up your feet, though, right? Like a plastic bag or water shoes or something?
No, you mean to protect others from his feet?
Yeah.
Right. I got you. Yeah.
And I didn't know they had indoor pools, so I didn't bring a bathing suit. But so I'm going to get in this pool with drawers on.
They won't mind. Yeah. You go ahead and do that.
But what's the difference between wearing drawers and a Speedo or something?
None whatsoever. You get in there. Get in there during this first commercial break.
You think they call somebody on me if I get in the
Not seat? At all. I would get in there before the commercials get around. You got to get in that pool in your drawers.
You think I get in trouble if I get in that pool with drawers?
Not even in the slightest. I'd get into your drawers right now, keep that shade open, and be ready to go at a moment's notice in case you have to jump in.
I'm going to try them today.
So the Marlins are losing, but they won yesterday. They've won three straight, and they've won the series already against the Reds. So
yeah, they're down 3-2. It's the end of the fifth. Plenty of time. Plenty of bats still left. You got your Wagamin. You got your Mervis. Listen, a one-run deficit when Matt Mervis is on your team, we sneeze at that.
They played well. They lost last night, though. Chan them out the game.
Yeah, how do you do?
That blows holes in the story. Solana just said that they've won three in a row, including last night.
They did win last night.
They won last night?
Yeah, they did win. 4-3 last night.
I thought they won last night.
Oh. Well, kids don't watch the game close. Said they win. They said, nope. I said, okay.
Send this to Rob Manfred. Let him know you've got an issue.
And you got a problem with the youth.
Yeah. How'd he do, by the way, on the snare drum?
I think he did his part. I didn't make it down. My wife said it was a little out of tune.
Mm. No, maybe she didn't hear it right.
Tonight, game two, the Heat. They're in Cleveland. It'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip off.
You will hear it here.
I got the Bam and Tyler over.
Did LeBron hit the over last night? What was his over, like 23 and a half?
Yeah.
I don't think he hit it, did he?
No. He was very facilitating.
Yeah.
Facilitative last night.
Yeah, I mean, Luka had 31. 30.
But I bet what was his over under? Was it 29 or was it like 32 and a half?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, LeBron had 21, 11, and 7 yesterday.
Yeah, so he went under. Right? Wasn't it 23 and a half or was it 20 and a half?
I think it was 23 and a half, and I thought he'd go way over, but
yeah.
He was under the rim passing it to guys cutting, and I'm like, man, take the damn ball up.
Now, it's crazy, though. They really just leaned into, we have the two best players on the floor at all time. That's it. That's what we need. LeBron, Luka, we're coming right at you every single time. Because last night, 31 points, 12 and 9 for Luka, one assist shy of a triple-double, and then LeBron, 21, 11, and 7. Like, they're just putting up triple-double numbers or close to it, and they're beating teams.
Which, theoretically, is what should happen.
Yeah.
Two superstars. No, for sure. Like, yeah.
Man. But can LeBron keep that up at his age for series after series?
Yeah, I don't know. Anything else, Solana?
Matthew Tkachuk yesterday, no joke, 3 points in his return. He had 2 goals. He had an assist.
Told you he was going to play.
Yeah. I couldn't have been more incorrect about yesterday's Florida Panthers game. The Panthers kicked the Lightning's ass. They'll play tomorrow at 6:30 in Tampa. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows are in the 70s. That's your weather.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment from the WFAN studios in New York City. Sandy's out there for the sixth inning. All right. Interesting. He's thrown 91 pitches already. Marlins losing 3-2. It's the top of the sixth. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How much is the ass cheese sandwich?
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've got boots on the ground. Crowder is in Green Bay. Zach Gelb is in New York City. Before we talk to him, reminder, WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is back Friday, May 9th. It's our second one. We did it a few months ago. Gelb, any chance you can be in town on Friday, May 9th? What if we fly you in for Whiskey Stars and Cigars?
I could be interested. I'm going to Vegas next week. So Vegas, then into Miami would be something. I'm just going to go Crowder, up to all the clubs there and just be like, hey, do you know Channing Crowder? You guys know him? Familiar
Crowder's
with him?
Crowder's going to fly you in. He's going to fly you in.
Are you getting the club? I'll bring you down on Frontier. You ever flew Frontier?
Yeah, that's a no. Frontier and Spirit. They charge you to breathe on those flights. I'm out.
When someone asks, have you ever flown Frontier? They literally mean, have you flown it? Because when you buy a ticket, you have to fly the plane. Anyway, the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event number 2 is Friday, May 9th. Tabacón at Plantation Walk. The entire QAM staff will be out there. You can enjoy whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. And it is free, but space is limited. So if you want to join us out there, you have to RSVP right now at WQAM.com and reserve your spot. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacón Plantation Walk, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks, and online at EdMooreSawgrass.com. Zach Gelb hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us from the WFAN studios every Wednesday in New York City, home of the Knicks, who got embarrassed by the Pistons
at
Madison Square Garden the other night. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Are New Yorkers getting a little bit nervous that this season is going to end the way all other New York Knicks seasons end?
Well, I will say there was a lot of pessimism going into this postseason, and a lot of people are like, Tom Thibodeau's job is on the line, which if they don't get out of the first round, I think that is a fair assessment. If they do get out of the first round, I don't care what happens up against Boston. When you've won back-to-back 50-game seasons for the first time since Pat Riley was coaching this team, I have no problem bringing back Tibbs if he gets out of the first round. But I kept on saying to people, I don't even think Tibbs should be the guy under the spotlight, even though he is. It should be Mikal Bridges, because they gave up all these first-round picks for him, and he had 0 points in the fourth quarter and had a chance to knock down a three at the end that would have tied up the game, even when the Knicks were getting outplayed through that contest. So Tibbs and Mikal Bridges are the two people taking the most criticism right now.
And Gelby, I've said it. I've never liked Cat. Carl Anthony Towns, I've never thought he was all-star like that. He whines too damn much. He's loosey-goosey bodied. Is he a championship piece? Because he hasn't won anywhere.
I think right now when you look at the Knicks, I like Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson as a duo. They made the big move for Mikal Bridges. A lot of people thought that those assets were going to be used to get Devin Booker. I've had one person tell me, like one national talk show host, which you guys know very well, Bill Ryder, hey, KD is a legitimate destination for the New York Knicks this offseason. Then Ian Begley, who covers the team on a regular basis, says he doesn't think it's very likely that they go get KD. So it will be curious if they do go out early, how they try to pivot and make a big move, because this core is good, but there clearly is a separation right now between them and the elite teams. Like, they're very good, but they didn't get a victory this year up against the Cavs, the Thunder, or the Celtics, who right now are the three best teams in the NBA.
Cade Cunningham, though, the best player in that series?
I would still go Jalen Brunson. I think Cade Cunningham has star potential, and he's been magnificent this year, and he was awesome in game two. And I know some Knicks fans are getting a little bit critical of Jalen Brunson because it was basically everything on him or nothing, and they compared a little bit to Carmelo Anthony. But with how clutch Jalen Brunson has been really the last few years going back to Dallas, I would still say Jalen Brunson's the best player in the series.
We've got Heat Cavs game two tonight coming up. And
should I be a jackass, by the way? If the Heat lose, like Solana the other night, he like tweets me after the Knicks lose with just like some gif. And then I responded back with a baseball gif because the Mets won that night. And I knew what Solana was talking about. So if the Heat lose tonight, I'm not a jerk. I'm not a bad guy. But do I stoop to the level of Solana, the slummy level of Solana?
No, wait. But it's completely different. The Knicks are expected to win and they're at home. The Heat,
according to Solana, the Heat are expected to win the championship every year.
They're playing the one seed in the East. They're on the road. They had to win two road games. I was going to ask you this. If the Heat get bounced in four, let's say they get swept, it was still a successful season, wasn't it?
Who cares? Once Jimmy Butler decided to act like a pain in the ass,
that's my point.
The season was over. Yeah.
So the fact that they are in the first
round. Through the play-in, fair. Yeah, it's right? Fine. Whatever.
Give them any kind of puncher's chance to, I'm not going to say win the series, make it a series against Cleveland.
I think the farthest the thing will go is a gentleman sweep in five. So maybe Solana gets an extra paycheck for a game five. That could be a possibility.
I hope so.
And are the Cavs, it's still the Celtics, right? Even though the Cavs looking good, it's still the Celtics out the East, correct?
I would say so, yes, with the Celtics. I would still pick them until someone takes them down. I respect the heck out of Cleveland. I love Kenny Atkinson and the way that they could shoot that three-point rock, but it just feels like the Celtics will get there. And it's not just because of inexperience. And I know Donovan Mitchell's been around, but you know we know what the Celtics have done winning the championship last year. That's not the reason why I'm not going to pick them in terms of the Cavs, because I look at the Western Conference, OKC. If they don't get to the NBA Finals this year,
that's disappointing.
They should get there. West,
are you watching what they're doing and saying they're that good? Or are you watching what they're doing and say, I don't know, we can't judge them based off what Memphis is throwing at them?
They're that good. They've been that good all season. And they should get there to the NBA Finals in a Western Conference where we don't even know who's going to win between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Timberwolves and the Lakers, both of those teams have flaws. And even though I anticipate the Golden State Warriors to take care of business up against the Houston Rockets, and I like them going in, not just saying that after game one, I would still favor OKC in that series. So there's a lot of experience that we just mentioned, championship experience. And, you know, a little different conversation with the Celtics and the Cavs. That's not the case in the Western Conference. If the Thunder don't get there, I will be thoroughly disappointed with them.
I don't know if the Clippers are going to make it out of the first round. I don't know. But I watched Kawhi the other night, and it was unbelievable.
Mysterious.
This guy, Sam Quinn, he covers the NBA for CBS. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen him. He has such a great tweet. He said, I truly don't know what to do with Kawhi in all-time rankings. His peak is like, quote, what if Kobe was bigger and made more threes, but at the same time, he scored fewer NBA points than Antoine Walker? And it's like, yeah, I don't know. At his peak, two-time finals MVP, he could be considered a top 10, 15 player of all time, but the longevity probably
Zion.
Just isn't there.
Huh? Same with Zion.
Now, hold on. I'm going to cook here, Hawk, for you. And I just thought of this in the moment. So let's stop with the Zion bullcrap. And maybe Crowder can relate to this, a single Crowder. Kawhi Leonard is that girl that you see like every month, and then she goes away and she doesn't live in the state. But when you see her, the nookie time is absolutely awesome, and you love everything about her. That's Kawhi Leonard, because when he shows up, he slayed the Heat, he slayed the Warriors, and he has had some good individual moments with the Clippers. The problem is he's always injured, and he's usually not available. But when he is there and he is present, you are having a good time. That is my sexual analogy for one Channing Crowder that I know that.
I mean, are we talking about Kawhi or Zion here, though? Because you could interchange the names there and come up with the same exact resume.
Yeah, well, Zion probably has a few girls like that as well if we go back to that Mariah Mills stuff from last year.
Gail,
when is she coming on the pivot, by the way, Crowder?
No, Jack. I'm fine. Thank you.
I think I saw today Greeny and Ryan Clark on a private jet going to Green Bay. It looked like it
they were flying it looked like a Delta plane. It was a smaller plane.
Oh, is
they
that
were
what
in
it was?
First class. Okay. Yes, yes, right. Yes.
Oh, that's they were in first class though. Yeah. Yes, how did you fly up to Green Bay, Crowder?
Me?
Yeah.
21F Delta.
All right.
Now, how did Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor get there, by the way?
Ryan was on that flight with Mike Greenberg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We left Inside NFL one time, and we had to go to Vegas for something. And and Chris Long called us all and was like, hey, guys, I'm going to get a quick private jet. Y'all can jump on. I was like, okay, Chris. Yeah. And we took a private jet from New York to Vegas.
Ryan Clark, is he a team player? Is he a team guy? If he's a leader, if he's the alpha, he'd be saying, pass up on the first class seat. I'm going in 21F with Channing Crowder.
No chance, right?
No. He really doesn't like us like that. We're friends and all, but it's not. Yeah.
So he's a little fraudulent is what you're telling me. That's what you're saying.
Gelby, it's funny. We get to a hotel together in New York. We go to the, whatever, the Icon or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm on 10th floor, and they're all on the 27th floor. And it's always the same way every time I come to New York.
Yeah, it's funny. And also, you come to New York, you never hit me up, and I'll be a good time. You know, we'll have a fun time at dinner. We'll have a few good drinks.
I'm thinking about flying you in for whiskey stars and cigars. I mean, look at me.
Instead, he wants to sit on the 10th floor while Ryan Clark is in the penthouse and doesn't even give a rat's ass about him. You know, Crowder, it says a lot about you.
We're going to Industry Kitchen next time, Gail. Be right by the crib.
We'll go a little bit better than that. We'll go to Hattie's.
How about that?
We'll go to Hattie's.
You know where you should go? You should go to that donut place that Darren Revelle tweeted out yesterday. Just opened in Times Square. Japanese donut place.
Yeah, I saw that you tweeted me that. You know what? Sometimes you see photos of these like specialty foods and all that stuff. Like last night I went to Citi Field and Revelle tweeted out this photo of a chicken bacon ranch egg roll. And it looked delicious. So I got to the game. The concession stand was actually right behind my seats. I go up there. I tried it. Like, it was good, but it wasn't as appealing as it looked in the photo. So I'm always skeptical with some Revelle photos.
None of the stadium foods ever look as good as the promotional photos that they send out, you know, prior to the season starting. They're like, we've added this to the menu. And then you get there.
Citi Field has good food. You know, they have a Pat LaFrieda filet mignon cheesesteak, which is as good, I don't want to say as any steak in Philly because there's some
how much
steak
is that?
Places in
39
Philly.
Bucks.
I think it's like 21 bucks, 22 bucks. Yeah, but it's very good with caramelized onions and all that stuff.
I mean, glizzy and some ketchup.
Yeah,
and a corn dog.
Just not from the. Oh yeah, thank you, Crowder. You never had a corn dog?
No. Why you've had a corn dog?
Yeah, but like
and
you. It's good. It's fine. Like, I don't need like 10,000 of them, but you're like Mr. Food. You are like, yeah. I think of you as a creme de la creme food guy. I was very, and obscure food too. I was shocked by that.
Yeah. There's certain things that for whatever reason have never appealed to me. I've never had scrambled eggs.
Oh my God. Well, what's next? You're going to have Jim Larranaga tell me he's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What the heck is up with that old man?
I've never had scrambled eggs. I've never had
scrambled eggs.
And how about Palmer, the former Orioles pitcher, never had
wings. Jim Palmer.
We played your audio with Larranaga and then Jim Palmer, and they asked me what is more offensive. Like what annoys you
peanut
more?
Peanut butter and jelly is more offensive.
And I love chicken wings, but my answer was peanut butter and jelly because, like, everyone's mom or, you know, a family member made it for them when they were as a kid. Like,
or
okay.
If you go to a friend's house.
Yeah.
Let me make you some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, but Jim Palmer, who's a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Yeah. They should kick him out of the Hall of Fame. That's a terrible thing.
You know,
kick
for the Orioles.
Out. Disgrace.
Not only did he mention that he had never had chicken wings the game before on the broadcast, the next night on the broadcast, they bring up some famous chicken wings from a restaurant in Baltimore. He won't eat them. He passed.
I'm sorry. This is as offensive as I've ever heard of anything from anyone in the Hall of Fame. I would take his plaque out of the Hall of Fame. I'm not for erasing history. Here I am.
He's boycotted chicken wings? What's the reason?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Here's what we should do.
On this big tray that they brought, they had chicken wings and then they had boneless wings. And he's like, oh, what are those? And they're like, well, those are boneless, but here are the chicken wings. He's like, no, thanks, pass. I'll take one of the boneless ones.
Maybe we, Channing, you hit up Lemon Pepper Lou and you take Jim Palmer and Lemon Pepper Lou down to Magic City and get some of those wings, if you know what I'm saying, and those thighs as well.
It's some very convincing girls in Magic City. He'll eat a chicken wing in Magic City.
There's a private room back there. You might be able to try a corn dog or two. No one knows about that room. So you've had corn dogs before, Gelb? Where? Like a fair?
I had a corn dog. I forget where I had it, but I've definitely had one before in my life. I forget.
Like Solana says, though, Solana says he keeps corn dogs. This is bizarre to me. He keeps corn dogs
in his pantry.
I'm not lying. Am I? If I'm lying, call me out, Solana.
I have a picture of it.
Solana keeps corn dogs in his freezer, and he gets home from work, and he goes, "Yeah, I'll throw a few corn dogs into the air fryer as a snack."
It's like a Costco item. I could see that.
It's bizarre.
That's ridiculous. Why? Yeah. Why is that bizarre? Like I have taquitos in my freezer as well. You just pop it in the air fryer. Taquitos. And
that's bizarre too. Eat some raisins.
No, it's not.
A raisin.
that's weird.
100% beef.
I don't think it's crazy.
100% beef corn dog, frozen, made with real honey.
Solana.
You're
Solana.
Frozen, like that's a great trick.
I'm gonna help you out here, mm-hmm. Hawk. Like you don't need some pigs in the blanket coming out of the freezer. Put those in the air fryer. What's the difference?
No. No.
Never? Come on.
No, I would get
I'm Jewish, you're Jewish. You don't have pigs in the blanket coming out of your freezer?
I would have them at Auntie Anne's. I would have them during the cocktail hour at a Jewish wedding. Yeah. I would have them at a bar mitzvah cocktail hour. But frozen pigs in a blanket? No.
Great snack.
Is Matt Mervis Jewish, by the way?
Yes. Matt Mervis is Jewish.
Ah, look at that.
How about look that? Things that. Are happening.
The kosher
welcome
crusher.
To the militia. Welcome, Gil.
I'm all in.
The militia. All right,
let me tell you,
go.
Very annoyed, though. Very annoyed. I didn't listen to you guys last week. I said, Crowder got me a bet. You know, I'm not going to trust Hawk. And Matt Mervis hit a home run. So
and
I
Matt
apologize.
Mervis hit a home run today in the first inning. I cashed another Mervis ticket today.
I atone for my sins. Hopefully the militia doesn't whack me, all right?
All right.
And if they do, I'll give you a corn dog. Forget about it.
Did you see the Panthers handle the Lightning? Huh? Got a little repeat action working in South Florida, Gelby.
Yeah, we'll talk hockey at a later date, all right?
All right, fair enough. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network and the WFAN studios in New York.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
Hawk and Crowder.